With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Community members in Iron County are celebrating the conservation of land around one of the state's last wild water bodies. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
On the shores of the Guile Flowage, a group of about 30 people gathered under the pavilion at Guile Park as strong winds blew and rain poured down.
Welcome to beautiful, rainy Iron County.
Iron County Forest Administrator Eric Peterson led a dedication ceremony to celebrate the county's purchase of 1,100 acres of land along the flowage. 6 years passed from when Xcel Energy first offered to sell the land to when the purchase was completed.
It's worth it. It's a good acquisition for the county. It's right for the people of the county, and to have those lands protected and available for public use and tribal use, it's the right thing to do.
The Guile Flowage is a 3,400-acre lake in northern Iron County, full of rocky islands and home to a range of wildlife species. The Guile Flowage is one of the last undeveloped large water bodies in the state. Friends of the Guile Flowage president Kathy Techman worked with the county throughout the process.
They don't make these anymore, and it's also, unlike other Wisconsin lakes, it's a Laurentian Shield Lake, so it looks like the boundary waters, so it has aesthetic values that are really unique to Wisconsin.
The land was purchased with a $4.1 million grant from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law via Wisconsin Coastal Management and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. $1.5 million also came from the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. Wisconsin DNR Deputy Secretary Sam Pankratz spoke at the ceremony.
These are the types of projects when we talk about our future generations. To know that places like this, wild places like this, still exist for our young ones is, we were just talking before, my dad and my grandpa always said they're not making any more land, right? And so what we do with the land that we have is super important.
The project received support from local municipalities, tribes, and conservation groups. Iron County is currently surveying users for input on what they want to see with the flowage. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Iron County.
The use of advanced sonar to catch fish has some anglers divided about the point of heading out onto the lake. Forward-facing sonar allows its users to see underwater in real time, including their lures and fish. Those who embrace the technology say it helps them understand fish better and saves precious time on the water, but others raise concerns about overfishing and worry about forward-facing sonar diminishing the serene fishing experience. Studies are underway in various states to understand the usage and impacts of the technology. Forward-facing sonar has grown in popularity in recent years and costs about $2,500 for a full setup on a boat. Strawberry season is underway across Wisconsin, but local growers say getting to harvest time has not been easy. At Stroik's Lake DuBayberry farm near Mosinee, owner Tim Stroik said this year's growing season started with many consecutive days of frost that threatened strawberry blossoms.
So far, it's been a tough year, beginning with the frost that we've had. We've had 9 days in a row of frost that we were protecting our strawberries for.
Some farms across the region experienced crop damage from winter injury and weather-related challenges, but Strike said his farm's strawberry crop has remained in good shape.
I've heard some other farms that are struggling because of maybe winter injury and stuff like that, so we might get that influxation of people coming here.
The farm recently opened for pick-your-own strawberry season, and growers are encouraging community members to support local berry farms throughout the area. Last year, the farm's strawberry season lasted only 5 days. This year, growers are hoping for a harvest that stretches closer to the typical 2 to 3 week season.
It usually goes 2 to 3 weeks. We are hoping for a 3 week season.
Yes.
We haven't had a 3 week season in years, and the same with some other growers.
Farmers say the coming weeks will determine how long the season lasts. For now, berry lovers have the opportunity to enjoy fresh, locally grown strawberries while supporting Wisconsin farms. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin residents will have an easy new way to pick up a state park pass. They'll be able to order a state park and forest vehicle admission pass while renewing their registration. It's a partnership between the DMV and the DNR. Governor Tony Evers says the system not only makes things easier, but encourages people to get their pass year after year. If you order a pass while renewing your registration, the pass will arrive in the same mailing with the registration sticker for your license plate. The state park pass is valid for 12 months from the date of purchase. A Senate bill would allow year-round sales of E15, the gasoline blended with up to 15% corn-based ethanol. But as Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports, the effort could hurt the soybean market.
E15 is popular in farm country, but in order to help get lawmakers from oil states on board, the bill includes an exemption. It would allow small refineries to blend less biofuel. Seth Meyer, an ag economist at the University of Missouri, says that's likely to elbow out soybean biodiesel in favor of cheaper-to-blend ethanol. And ultimately, he says that could raise corn prices over soybeans.
The bean folks are saying, wait a minute, corn, you get your E15, but if you are trading off small refinery exemptions, that falls on us.
And he says corn prices might not rise enough to offset potential soybean losses. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.